B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Mem Hei. We're going to start 7 lines from the top of the Omot. B'chol yoyim makriv pras shachris v'chulu, b'chol yoyim hoisodako v'ayoyim dako menadako. And this takes us back to the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel Omot Beis. We saw in the Mishnah a list of 10 things that were different on Yom Kippur from every other day. And we saw that the 6th one was that b'chol yoyim makriv pras b'shachris or pras b'ino arbaim, every day the Kohen Gadol would, or the Kohen would offer on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, on behalf of the Kohen Gadol, some k'tayres, which was a total of a mono every day, half a mono, which is a pras. Pras is a half in the morning, half in the evening, with the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar and the Korban Tomid Shel b'ino arbaim. V'ayoyim baton yom kippur moisif m'loy chofnov, he adds the 2 handfuls of k'tayres, which is going to do in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which we're going to learn about a little bit later on in the Masechta. And number 7, b'chol yoyim hoisod dako, every day the k'tayres was finely ground, v'hayoyim, but the k'tayres of Yom Kippur, dako min adako, was extra finely ground. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, and the Gemara seems to be giving us a source that on Yom Kippur you have to grind the k'tayres even more finely than the k'tayres of the rest of the year. Because it says in the pasuk, "V'lokach meloy chofnov, meloy machta." Sorry, "V'lokach meloy machta." The Kohen Gadol takes a full shovel full gachle eish of coals me'al ha'mizbeach me'lifnei Hashem, u'meloy chofnov, and a handful of the k'tayres samim, the spices, the k'tayres dako, ground. V'hevi mi'beis la'poreiches, and he brings it to the Kodesh Hakadoshim. So the Gemara says, "Ma Talmud loyma? Why does the pasuk have to say k'tayres samim dako?" It already says in the Pasuk regarding the K'tayres of every day. It says in the Pasuk, V'shachakto mimeno hodik, that the K'tayres has to be finely ground. Elo lahovi dako, mina dako, the extra word dako in the parasha of Acharemis, but Avodas Yom Kippurim is to teach us that the K'tayres of Yom Kippur has to be extra finely ground. Continues the Gemara, B'chol yoyim kohanim oilim b'mizrochoi shel kevesh. That was number 8 in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, B'chol yoyim kohanim oilim b'mizrochi shel kevesh, with the kevesh which was facing the mizbeach was more tzofin, the ramp running up to the mizbeach was going from dorim up to tzofin, and the kohanim had to first go to the mizrach side of the mizbeach, which means they would go up the ramp and make a right. And the part of the ramp that was the rightmost, that means that was the closest to the right-hand side of the Mizbeach, was the Mizrach side, the eastern side. And the Kohanim, in order to avoid having to go for no reason, to walk around the top of the Mizbeach, flash with the ramp, they would go up the ramp the closest to the Mizrach, which was the Mizrach-most side of the ramp, and then they would make immediately a right and get to where they have to get to on the Mizbeach. So that was every day that the Kohanim would go up on the Mizrachi Shel Kevesh, on the Mizrach side of the ramp, V'yerdim, and when they would go all the way around the Mizbeach and come down again on the other side, the part of the ramp they would reach first is the Meiriv side part of the ramp, and that's where they would go down again to avoid having to walk unnecessarily at the top of the Mizbeach. V'ayoyim, but on Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol oyle be'emtza, he would go up in the middle, and V'yered be'emtza, and he would go down in the middle. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo'olam Kohen Gadol oyle be'emtza, V'yered be'emtza, the Kohen Gadol did this the whole year. And Rashi explained to us in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol, he would show his honor and the love for Klal Yisrael who he was representing, that he was acting on the Mizbeach as if he was a Ben Bayis, as if he was feeling at home there, and therefore he would not shorten the amount of time he spent and going round the top of the Mizbeach, and therefore he would go up the middle of the ramp and down also. Says the Gemara, B'chol yom kohanim oilim b'mizrochi shel kevesh, Do'omar mar kol pinoy shata poino lo yehei elo derech yamin, since we know there's a rule that whenever one enters a circle from the outside, one enters and then makes a right. Le Mizrach, and over here the Kohen had to reach the Mizrach side of the Mizbeach. He would make a right in order to reach that Mizrach side, and that's how he would go round the Mizbeach. And therefore he would go up the Mizrach side of the ramp in order to be the closest to that side without having to unnecessarily walk at the top of the Mizbeach. Continues the Gemara, Vayoyim Oilin Oile Be'emtza V'yered Be'emtza, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would go up in the middle of the ramp and down in the middle of the ramp. Ma'etamim Shum Kvoide Shel the Kohen Gadol, for the to display the honor of the Kohen Gadol and how close he was to Hashem on that day, that he could walk around the Mizbeach feeling at home there. Continues the Gemara, B'chol Yom Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yodov V'raglov Minakir, this is number 9 in the Mishnah, V'chulu, Vayoyim, but on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would wash his hands and his feet, Minakito in Shalzar, from a golden flask, and Rabbi Yehuda again said the Kohen Gadol did this the whole year round. Says the Gemara, Ma'itama, what would be the source for this difference? Mishum Kveida Shal Kohen Gadol, again, to display the honor of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, they would use a golden flask. Continues the Mishnah, B'chol Yoyim, and this is the 10th and last thing in the Mishnah, the B'chol Yoyim, every day, Hoyu Shom, Arba Marochis, there were 4 fires. V'hayoyim Chomish, and on Yom Kippur there were 5 Divi Reb Meir. That was the opinion of Reb Meir, that every day there were 4, on Yom Kippur there was 5. Reb Yosi Omer says the Mishnah, Reb Yosi says, B'chol Yom Sholosh V'hayoyim Arba, there were 3 every day, in Yom Kippur there was 1 more. Reb Yehuda Omer, B'chol Yom Shtayim V'hayoyim Sholosh, every day there was 2 and 1 more on Yom Kippur. So everybody agrees there was 1 more fire on the top of the Mizbeach on Yom Kippur than the rest of the year. The question is, how many were there the rest of the year? According to Reb Yehuda, 2, according to Reb Yosi, 3, and according to Reb Meir, 4. And we're now going to discuss a little bit what they were for and where we find this in the Pasuk. Tonu Rabbanon, B'chol Yom Hoyu Shtayim Marochis V'hayoyim Sholosh. This is the opinion of Reb Yehuda. The Braisa starts with the opinion of Reb Yehuda. Every day there were 2, and on Yom Kippur there were 3. And now the Braisa is going to tell us what were they used for. Achas Marocha Gedoila, the one everybody agrees that this fire was on the Mizbeach every day. It's called Marocha Gedoila, the big fire, which is where all the korbanos were put on the Mizbeach. V'achas Marocha Shnio Shel Keteres, everybody agrees with this also, that there was a second fire from where the coals were taken every day into the Heichal to do the Keteres on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. V'achas Shemosifin Boi Bayim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was this last one, this extra one, for Yom Kippur. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi Omer, B'chol Yom Sholosh, Rabbi Yosi says, as we saw in the Mishnah, every day there were 3 Vayoyim Arba, Achas Shel Marocha Gdoila, V'achas Marocha Shnio Shel Keteres, everybody agrees with those 2. Rabbi Yosi, however, adds on, V'achas Shel Kiyum Ha'ish, there was 1 extra fire for the maintenance of the fire, if they ever needed some fire to reignite the fire of the Marocha, the big Marocha, they would take the fire from there. Rabbi Yosi says that there was an extra fire on the Mizbeach for that purpose. V'achas Misifin Boi Bayoyim, and the 4th one, according to Rabbi Yosi, was the one that was added on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Meir Omer, B'chol Yoyim Arba V'ayim Chomish, Achas Shel Marocha Gedoila, like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. V'achas Shel Marocha Shnio Shel Keteres, like Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. V'achas Shel Kiyum O'eish, like Rabbi Yosi. And he adds on, V'achas Le'ivorim U'pudorim Sholeinis Aklumi Ba'erev, those limbs and fats from the day before that they did not manage to burn on the Mizbeach through the night, then what they would do is, the following morning, they would make a separate marocha, separate fire on the Mizbeach, and they would put those limbs and fats that didn't get a chance to go on the day before or overnight, they would put it onto that fire. And only Reb Meir says that that's what they would do. V'achas shemoisifin boi bayoyim. And again, Reb Meir agrees to Reb Yosi and Reb Yehuda that there was 1 more on Yom Kippur. So now we're going to the sources of these Tanoim. Where in the Chumash? We open up a Chumash. Where do we see the two or three or four fires that were there every day? So before we carry on in the Gemara, let's open a Chumash and see what it says there. In Parashas Tzav, in Perek Vav, there's a parasha, 6 psukim parasha at the beginning, and the parasha there says as follows: Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lemer. And we'll point out that the word tukad is mentioned 3 times in the is the mikdo. The fires are mentioned 4 times in this parasha. Tzavas Aaron Rezbonov lemer zois teiras ha'oilo hi ha'oilo al moikdo al mizbeach, the korban oila, the korban tamid was put al moikdo on the fire al mizbeach kol alaylo ad haboike. And then it says again, ve'esh hamizbeach tukad boy, and the fire of the mizbeach will burn on it. Again, in the same pasuk, twice, moikdo and tukad. And there's an extra word, ve'esh hamizbeach tukad boy, we'll soon see what that vav is about. And then there's a couple of extra psukim which we can skip, and then in pasuk hey, again, ve'ho'esh, We have to see what to do with this Vav Hey, but the Vahish ala Mizbeach Tukad Boy, the fire on the Mizbeach will burn on it, Loisich, but it should never be extinguished, Uvirala Akoin Eitzim Baboiker Baboiker, etc. And then in Pasuk Vav, Eish Tomid Tukad ala Mizbeach, Loisich, but a constant fire should be burning on the Mizbeach and should not be extinguished. So the word Tukad or Moikdo is mentioned four times in the parasha. And let's see what we're going to do with that. Says the Gemara, the Kule Alma Mias Tarti Islu. Everybody agrees, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Meir all say that there were at least two fires every day on the Mizbeach. Minolon, what would be the source? Omer Kro, it is learnt out from Hi Ha'oila. It means in that first Pasuk, where we saw in Pasuk Base, where it mentions Moikdo twice, it says, Hi Ha'oila al Moikdo ala Mizbeach kol alayla ala boike, v'ho'ish ala Mizbeach tukad boy. Twice, Moikdo, those are the two fires every day. Hi ha'oilo al Moikdo al ha'mizbeach kol ha'laylo zuma rocha g'doilo, that was the big fire where all the korbanos were put. And the second time mentioned in that pasuk, ve'ish ha'mizbeach tukad boy, zuma rocha shnio shel k'toyres. That was the second marocha of the k'toyres. Rabbi Yosi says that there was three every day, there was an extra one for the maintenance of the fire, for the maintenance of the Kiyum Ha'esh. Rabbi Yosi, Kiyum Ha'esh Minolon, where does he learn it from? Says the Gemara, Nafkula, he learns it from the Pasuk Hey that we saw in Pasuk Hey, Mivo Ha'esh Alam Izbeach, Tukad Boy. It says again, Tukad in Pasuk Hey. So Rabbi Yosi says, that's the third fire. Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with the Tukad it says in Pasuk Hey? Rabbi Yehuda says that every day there were only two fires, not three, but there's a third Tukad. What's he do with it? Says the Gemara, who lehatzosas alisa hu da'asa, that's used to teach us a halacha about kindling the twigs or the splinters that they would, the big marocha every day would be relit every morning. And how would they light that? There's a halacha about the way, the place and the way that these twigs or splinters were lit to light the big marocha is learned from this pasuk of Va'ish ala Mizbeach Tukad Boy. D'tanya, let's see this in the Braisa. Hoya Reb Yehuda, Omer Reb Yehuda used to say, Minayin atzosas elisa sheloi tehei elo b'roishe shel Mizbeach. You have to light these twigs, these splinters, in order that would be the start of lighting the big fireplace, the Marocha G'doyla. It has to be ignited, those twigs have to be ignited at the top of the Mizbeach. Where do we know that from? Talmud Loima, it says, V'eish ala Mizbeach tukad boy, that fire of the big Marocha, the one that was mentioned in the Pasuk Base, where it says, Hi ha'oilu al moikdo ala Mizbeach, this Pasuk is teaching us something, Pasuk Hey is telling us something about that fire. That when you ignite that big fire, V'ho'esh ala Mizbeach tukad boy, make sure that when it gets ignited at the top of the Mizbeach. Omer B'yasi, Minayin sha'oise marocha l'kiyum ha'esh. Rabbi Yosi, in that braisa, Rabbi Yosi argues and says, how do I know that there was actually a separate fire for the Kiyum Ha'esh to maintain the other fires? Talmud Loima v'ho'esh ala Mizbeach tukad boy. As we saw before, this is the Pasuk Hey, which tells us that there was an extra fireplace. So you see there's a machlekas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, what to do with the third time it says Tukad in the Pasuk, in the parasha. According to Rabbi Yosi, it teaches us there was an extra fireplace. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it teaches us that the first fireplace was ignited on the top of the Mizbeach. You're not allowed to ignite those splinters at the bottom of the Mizbeach and then take them up the ramp and light the Marocha at the top of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yosi atzosas eliso minole. Where does Rabbi Yosi learn this halacha from Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Eish HaMizbeach Tukad Boy? V'ho'esh ala Mizbeach Tukad Boy, he learns from that pasuk that you have to light the fire at the top of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yosi hasn't got a pasuk for that because he learns from V'ho'esh ala Mizbeach Tukad Boy that there's got to be an extra fireplace there. Answers the Gemara, Nafkalei Meheicha de Nafkalei Reb Shimon. We're about to see in the Braisa that Reb Shimon, he's got another pasuk, another source to tell us that the big fire has to be ignited at the top of the Mizbeach, and Rabbi Yosi will learn it from the same place. The Tanya, as we see in the Braisa, and this is taking us to a pasuk in Parashas Vayikra, not in the Parasha, in Parashas Tzav that we've been busy with. Taking us to pasuk in Parashas Vayikra, V'nosnu b'nei Aaron, a kohen eish, that the Bnei Aaron, the Kohanim, would put fire al ha-mizbeach, on the Mizbeach, limeid al ha-tzosas elisa shaloi tehei elo b'koyhein kosher. It says, v'nosnu Bnei Aaron. It's that the Kohanim have to light the fire. So you see, it has to be a kosher Kohen. U'b'klei shoris, it has to be with a big day kohuna. It was an avoida, and therefore needed the klei shoris, which is called the big day kohuna. Divi Reb Yehuda. That's what Reb Yehuda learns in this pasuk. Omaloi Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that v'chita le'al daitcha. Do you really think shezor koriv legabe mizbeach? And don't forget, this is Reb Yehuda himself, who learned before in the pasuk hey at the beginning of Parashas Tzav. Vo'ish al mizbeach tukad boy. Reb Yehuda learns from there that you have to do the lighting on the top of the mizbeach. So Reb Shimon says to Reb Yehuda, I don't understand. You, Reb Yehuda, hold that you have to light the big fire at the top of the Mizbeach. V'chitai le'al da'atcha, would enter your mind, shezor korev legabe Mizbeach, that someone who's not a Kohen would go up onto the top of the Mizbeach. That's impossible. It's also for Zor to go up on the Mizbeach. So I don't need this pasuk, the of Nosnu Bnei Aaron Kohen Eish al Mizbeach in Parshas Vayikra, to tell me that it has to be a Kohen who's doing it. Elo limeid al hatzosas elisa shelo itei elo b'roish haMizbeach. Reb Shimon says, I hold that from this pasuk you actually learn that you have to light the Mizbeach, or you have to light it at the top of the Mizbeach, and you're not allowed to light those twigs at the bottom of the Mizbeach. The Reb Yehuda will answer you and say, no, of course you're right that I say that v'ho'eish al mizbeach tukad boy means that the fire has to be ignited at the top of the mizbeach. Nonetheless, I, Reb Yehuda, need the pasuk v'nosum d'aron ha-kohen eish al mizbeach to say that it has to be done by a kosher kohen. Because ime hosom, if you would only have the pasuk that says you have to kindle it at the top of the mizbeach, I may have thought that somebody who's not a Kohen and he's not allowed up on the Mizbeach, he'll stand at the foot of the Mizbeach and he'll use a bellows to light the fire at the top of the Mizbeach. So as far as the Pasuk V'eishan HaMizbeach Tukad Bo is concerned, that Rabbi Yehuda says you have to light it at the top of the Mizbeach, it's being lit on top of the Mizbeach. How do you know it has to be a Kohen? How do you know the person who's igniting it also has to be on top of the Mizbeach? Maybe it can be at the foot of the Mizbeach and light the fire at the top of the Mizbeach with the bellows. Komash Malon says, that's why I need the Pasuk V'nosu B'nei Aaron HaKohen Eish Al HaMizbeach to impress on us that it has to be the Kohen who's doing the Hadlaka and not a Zor. So we're left here with both Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, they both say that we have a pasuk to say that you have to light the fire on the top of the Mizbeach. Talking about the big fire, it's only according to Reb Yossi, who uses that pasuk of Eish al Mizbeach Tukad Bo Lo Sichbe, who says that pasuk is not telling us that you have to light the fire on top of the Mizbeach, as Reb Yehuda learns. According to Reb Yossi, it's telling us that you need a third fireplace. Reb Meir. Now we're moving to Reb Meir. Reb Meir says that every day there were four fireplaces on top of the Mizbeach. Where do we have another tukad or another source in this parasha, going back to Parashas Tzav, which the Parashas Tzav speaks about the big Mizbeach, that the fires on the Mizbeach? Where would Reb Meir find a source there for this fourth fire, which we know was used for those limbs and fats that didn't make it onto the big fire by the end of the night? How do you know that there was a separate fire that was made for them and they weren't just put onto the main fire the next morning after the new fire was lit? They learn it out. Going back to Pasuk Beis. So we saw in Pasuk Beis, it says twice Moiked, twice fire. Once it says, "Hi ha'oilo al moikdo al ha'mizbeach." From there you learn that there's got to be the big fire. Maroch ha'gdoile, everyone agrees with that. And then it says, "Ve'ish al ha'mizbeach tukad boy." That's to say that was the second fire for the k'toyres. However, it says, "Ve'ish ha'mizbeach." There's an extra vav there. "Ve'ish ha'mizbeach tukad boy," to tell us that there was even an extra fire there. And according to Reb Meir, there was that fourth fire every day. V'rabonon. However, the Rabbonon, which is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who they don't learn that there was an extra fire, they don't learn from this Vav Loi Doroshi. They don't learn from the Vav that there's an extra fireplace. V'Rabbonon, Those Rabbonon, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, those who don't learn the Vav, Ivarim upadorim shalonis aklum b'erev, my ovidle. What do you do with those limbs and fats that were waiting on top of the Mizbeach or around the ledge of the Mizbeach? We'll soon see that didn't make it, there was not enough space, and it couldn't make it onto the big fire overnight. What should one do with them the next morning? Mahadir lula marocha gedayla. They were put onto the big marocha. The next morning they would rearrange the big fireplace. They would relight the big fireplace. They would put those fats and limbs on there. Dutani, we learned in a braisa. Minayin leivarim upudorim shaloinis aklu. Those fats and limbs that were not consumed miba'erev overnight. Shesoidron al gabi mizbeach. They arranged them on the top of the mizbeach. V'mein manichon, if there's not enough space to hold them all, shesoidron al hakevesh, then they would arrange them on the upper part of the ramp, el gabesoiviv, or on the surrounding ledge, around the halfway line of the mizbeach. Ad sheyase marocha gedoyla, they would leave them there until the next morning. They would make the marocha gedoyla, v'soidron, and arrange it. How do we know that? Talmud Leima says in the pasuk, asher toichal ha'ish, es ha'oyla al hamizbeach, and this is the pasuk Gimel that we mentioned before. It says, "V'lovash hakoyin midoy vadu michnes evad dilbash al basar v'hirmes adeshen asher toichal ha'ish es ha'oyla al hamizbeach v'samay eitzel hamizbeach." And making a basic reading of that pasuk, it would seem to be that you would put the oilo ala mizbeach. You have to put the oilo onto the fire on top of the mizbeach. And that doesn't really make sense because we already know it says earlier on in the pasuk before that the oilo is al maikta. Hi ha oilo al maikta. In pasuk beis it already says that you put the oilo on top of the fire. So what would that be telling me? What would this pasuk be saying? Asher toicha lo eish es oilo al hamizbeach. That pasuk must be telling us that not where to put these limbs lekatchila, but where to put them at the end if they didn't get burnt on top of the mizbeach overnight. Where do you put them? You put them back on that fire the next morning. Rav Meir says that you learn from these words asher toichal ha'esh es ha'oilo ala mizbeach. What does he learn from there? He learns that ikule oilo atomarzir, that those parts only of the korban oila, those parts that had already started burning on the fire, and they burst off the fire because of the heat, then those you put back on the fire. But however, the k'toires in the inside mizbeach, if part of the k'toires came off the fire because of the heat, they came off the fire, you do not put it back onto the fire. The Tani Reb Chananya Bar Minyumi, B'Debei Reb Elezer Ben Yaakov, Reb Chananya said in the name of the Beis HaMedrash of Reb Elezer Ben Yaakov, that Asher Toichal Ho'esh Es Ha'oilo Ala Mizbeach, this Pasuk Gimel that says that the oilo is put on the Mizbeach, is to teach us that Ikule oilo Atomarzir, that only the consumed or partially consumed parts of the oilo get returned back onto the mizbeach. Via tomarzir ikule k'toires, but the ikule k'toires you do not put back onto the mizbeach. Rashi and Amud Aleph speaks out that when we were speaking here about the loinis aklu, that those parts of the korban oilo that did, or the korbanis that did not get consumed, they would go onto a separate fireplace according to Reb Meir, or back onto the fireplace according to the Rabbanon. That's either talking about that they did, there was no space overnight to put them on to start with, or that they were put on, but by the time it came to the end of the night, they were not yet sufficiently consumed. Then they would be removed in order to arrange the new fireplace. And the discussion is, where do we put them the next morning? Do you put them on a separate fireplace, as Reb Meir says, or like the Rabbanon say, you put them back on the original fireplace? Continues the Gemara, the Kuli Alma Mias, according to everybody, Reb Meir, Reb Yosi, and Reb Yehuda, they all agree that Moisifin Boi Bayim. Islu, they all agree that there was one extra fire on top of the Mizbeach on Yom Kippur. Minoluhu, where would we learn that from? Nafkaluhu, we learn this from the Pasuk Hey. We saw in Pasuk Hey, it mentions there, V'ho'esh ala Mizbeach, Tukad Boi. So from the Tukad Boi itself, we already saw before that Rabbi Yosi learns from there that this was his third fireplace. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he learns from there that you have to ignite the big fire on top of the Mizbeach. It has to be ignited there. You cannot ignite it at the bottom of the Mizbeach. But now what Gemara is saying, that from the Vov Hei, from the extra V'ho'esh ala Mizbeach Tukat Boyer, there everybody agrees, even those who didn't agree from the V'esh that we mentioned before. We said that according to Reb Meir, the fourth fireplace, or the fourth one every day, is learnt out from the Vav. The V'esh and the Rabbanon didn't learn from the Vav, but from the Vav Hey, over here in Pasuk Hey, everybody agrees that we learn from there that there's got to be an extra fireplace on Yom Kippur. Nafkalu mivahoish, vafilu leman deloy dorish Vav, even according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, that did not want to learn the Vav beforehand, Vav Hey Dorish. Everybody learns the Vav Hey Vahoish plus another fire is alluding to a fireplace that was there on Yom Kippur, which everybody agrees with this. There was an extra fireplace on Yom Kippur. Continues the Gemara. And we're going to learn this the Gemara now according to the version of the Vilna Gaon, that we've mentioned that in the first parasha, in Parashas Vayikra, the word Tukad is mentioned four times. We are twice in Pasuk Beis. Hi ha'ilo al moikta ala mizbeach kol alaylo adaboyker and vo'esh ala mizbeach tukad boy. And then we had in Pasuk Hey, vo'esh ala mizbeach tukad boy. And all that we've learned till now, what we learn from each Pasuk. And now in Pasuk Vav, there's another one. Eish tomid tukad ala mizbeach lo yisich be. What are we learning out from that extra tukad? All the opinions, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, we've all learned what they learn and where they learn all their fires from. And there's still one more. One more tukad which we have to learn from. So what do we see from there? Says the Gemara, Eish tomid. The Eish Tomid Tukad Al HaMizbeach Lo Yisich Be L'may Osa. What's that one going on? Miboyli look at the Tanya. We need it, as we see in the following Braisa. The Braisa says, V'Eish HaMizbeach Tukad Boy. What do we learn from there? Limeid Al Maroch HaShni. And this is back in Pasuk Beis. The second half of Pasuk Beis. V'Eish HaMizbeach Tukad Boy. Everybody learned from there that Al Maroch HaShni Oshel K'teiris, that every day there was a separate, second fireplace from where they would take coals into the Heichal to do the K'teiris. It says, V'esh HaMizbeach, the fire that was going to be used for the K'teiris, is Tukad Boy, has to be lit, the fire has to come from Boy, from it, from the outside, Mizbeach, from the Mizbeach O'ilo. So that we know, that the Esh of the K'teiris has to come from that second fireplace. That's the second half of Pasuk Beis. Eish machto. What about the fire that was taken on for the spade of coals that were taken into the Kodesh HaKodoshim on Yom Kippur? Umenoira, and the fire that was taken to light the menorah. Minayin, how do we know that where was that taken from? How do we know that the fire was also taken from the fire on the Mizbeach O'ila, on the Mizbeach outside in the Azora, and not from the Mizbeach HaPnimi inside the Heichal. V'dinu, we could make a logical equation that Nemra, it says in the Pasuk, Eish, regarding the K'teiras on Yom Kippur, it says in the Pasuk, V'hiktir olav aroin K'teiras samim baboiker, behitivayes haneirois yaktireno. So from the Yaktireno there, which is talking about the K'teiras, it says the word Eish by the K'teiras. V'nemra Eish, and it also said that's nothing to do with Yom Kippur, that's talking about the K'teiras every day. Every day it says Eish. V'nemra Eish b'machto. And regarding the fire, the coals that were taken on Yom Kippur for the K'teiras, it also says Eish. It says, V'lokach m'loya machto gachale Eish me'ala mizbeach m'lifnei Hashem. U'menoira, and by the menoira also it says the concept of fire, it says lehalois ner tomid, that they would ignite the lights of the menorah, which is also obviously done with a fire. Ma lehalon, in the same way as regarding teires, the first time it says eish, eish abuk teires, over there al mizbeach achitzoin, we know it must come from the outside mizbeach, as we saw before from the pasuk base at the beginning of Parashas Tzav, where we learned that there was a separate fireplace for the coals of the K'teiras every day. Afkan, so too, Fire for the machto, the fire for the k'tayres, the two handfuls of k'tayres on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the fire of the menorah is also learnt out. We compare eish to the k'tayres. Avkan al mizbeach achitzayin, it's taken from the mizbeach achitzayin. That would be one way of looking at it. Oy klach l'derech zeh, or we could learn something else from the comparison of these three. Nem ro'esh b'k'tayres, indeed it says that there's the fire of the k'tayres was taken from the outside mizbeach, v'nem ro'esh b'machta u'b'menorah, and it also says esh by the k'tayres of Yom Kippur and by the menorah. So how are we going to learn it differently to the way we learned before? Before we said that they all have to be taken from the same mizbeach, the mizbeach achitzayin. Now we're saying no. Ma'ala alon, in the same way as by the k'tayres, b'somuch lo'y, where was the k'tayres every day offered? On the mizbeach hapnimi. There was no fire in between the mizbeach hachitzayin and the mizbeach hapnimi, which means that the avodah, the k'tayres that was done on the mizbeach hapnimi, the fire was taken from the closest place to it, which is the outside mizbeach. Af machto, so too the k'tayres in the kodesh hakodashim and the menorah b'samuchloi, you take it from the place where there's fire closest by to it. Where would that be? That would be from the inside Mizbeach, which is much closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the K'tayres and Yom Kippur is being burnt, or to the Menorah, which was not far from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So maybe you learn from the K'tayres that you take from the Mizbeach, from the source of fire closest to it, which would be the inside Mizbeach, not the outside Mizbeach. Talmud Leimar, for that we have the Pasuk of that we mentioned here, the Pasuk Vov, at the end of the first parasha in Tzav, Eish Tomid Tukad Boy. Eish Tomid Tukad Al HaMizbeach Loisech Be. What does it mean, Eish Tomid? The Eish of the Menorah, which is called Tomid. The Menorah was called Neir Lehad Lehalois Neir Tomid Tukad Al HaMizbeach Loisech Be. Eish Tomid Shomarti Lecha, this Eish, which is considered Tomid, which I told you, which is the Menorah, Loitehe Elo Baroisho Yishal Mizbeach Hachitzoin, should be on this outside Mizbeach, the one discussed in this parasha, in the beginning of Parashas Tzav. So from this last Pasuk Vov in that parasha, it teaches us that the menorah has to be lit from fire taken from the Mizbeach Hachitzoin, not from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the Gemara says, okay, lemadnu eish lemenorah. So I've learned from this Pasuk that the eish of the menorah, which is called Tomid, and the Pasuk says, Eish Tomid, Tukad Bei, Tukad Ala Mizbeach Leisich Be, the fire of the Tomid is taken from the outside Mizbeach. And we know that the Eish of the regular K'tayres is from the outside Mizbeach, that's from the second half of Pasuk Beis. But Eish Lemachto Minayin, but how do you know that the fire that's going to be taken on Yom Kippur for the K'tayres in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, how do you know that that has to be taken from the Mizbeach Hachitzayin? So, V'dinu, let's work it out. There's one way of looking at it, Nemra Eish B'machto. As we saw before, it says Eish regarding the K'tayres. It says V'lokach m'lo yamachto gachalei Eish me'al ha'mizbeach me'lifnei Hashem on Yom Kippur. V'nemro Eish b'menorah. Then it also says Eish by the menorah. Ma'la alon, in the same way as regarding the menorah, al gabi mizbeach achitzein, it has to be off from the outside mizbeach, as we saw in Pasuk Vov. Afkan al mizbeach achitzein. So too, the K'tayres has to be taken from the mizbeach achitzein. Or the other way of looking at it would be it says Eish by a regular K'tayres, and it says Eish regarding the K'tayres on Yom Kippur. In the same way as by a regular K'tayres, the fire was taken from the source of fire closest to it. Afkan, maybe the K'tayres that was going to be burnt in the Kodesh Kodashim, B'samuchloi, should be taken from the place closest to it, which would be the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So again, how are you going to decide how to learn the Pasukim and to know from where to take the fire for the K'tayres and Yom Kippur? Talmud Lomar says in the Pasuk, in that same Pasuk which speaks about Eish by the K'tayres and Yom Kippur, it says, V'lokach m'lo yamachto gachalei Eish me'al ha'mizbeach, and it says, M'lifnei Hashem. Which Mizbeach? The Mizbeach which is from before Hashem. The very fact that it doesn't just say Mizbeach, it says Me'ala Mizbeach Melifnei Hashem. It means it has to be taken from the Mizbeach, and it has to be taken from a place where part of it is considered lifnei Hashem, and part of it is considered less lifnei Hashem. Which mizbeach has a closer and further away part to the lifnei Hashem? Havoimer is a mizbeach achitzin. It's only the outside mizbeach, which part of it is considered lifnei Hashem, and part of it is not considered lifnei Hashem. The inside mizbeach, the whole mizbeach is inside the heichal. It's considered lifnei Hashem. The outside mizbeach is not in the heichal. So the part of it, the more ma'ariv side, the western side, the western half of that mizbeach, that's more lifnei Hashem than the eastern side, than the mizrach side. So from the fact that it says milifnei Hashem, it tells you, do you know where on the mizbeach you should take the fire for the Ktoras on Yom Kippur? From the part that's closer to lifnei Hashem. It must be taken from the outside mizbeach, not only from the outside mizbeach, from the part of the outside mizbeach that was the western part, the ma'ariv part of the mizbeach. And that is where this fire, the extra fire of Yom Kippur was. It was indeed on the ma'ariv part of the mizbeach. Now the question is, why doesn't the pasuk just say, take the fire, milifnei Hashem? Why does it say, me'ala mizbeach, milifnei Hashem? It seems to be a double term. I don't need to say them both. If it would only say me'ala mizbeach and it wouldn't say milifnei Hashem, then as we just saw a couple of moments ago, Havamina, I may have thought, my mizbeach, mizbeach pnimi. Maybe you take from the inside mizbeach, which is somuchloi, which is the closest to the Kodesh Kodashim. And we would learn that from Eish, from like the regular Ktoiras every day, that you took the Ktoiras from the source of fire closest to it, which was the outside mizbeach. Kosav Rachmona milifnei Hashem. That's why the pasuk has to say milifnei Hashem. Because of Rachmona milifnei Hashem, and if it would only say milifnei Hashem and it wouldn't say the words me'ala mizbeach, hava mina, I may have thought, dafka milifnei Hashem, because milifnei Hashem means before Hashem. That could be the half of the mizbeach, the whole western part of the mizbeach, which is the part closest to the heichal, or it could be milifnei Hashem, right in before Hashem, which is parallel to the entrance into the heichal, which limits the western part of the mizbeach to a much narrower point, part of the mizbeach, that only part of the western side of the mizbeach can be used to put that extra fireplace for Yom Kippur. If it would only say milifnei Hashem, avol mehaygis, a little bit over to the tzofin, a little bit over to the dorim, on the ma'ariv side of the mizbeach, which is not exactly facing the entrance of the heichal. Eim eloy, I may have thought that you cannot put the fire there. Tshicha, that's why it says in the pasuk me'ala mizbeach, to say that the whole lifnei Hashem part of the mizbeach, the whole western side of the mizbeach, the whole ma'ariv side of the mizbeach, is kosher and is considered milifnei Hashem, and anywhere on the ma'ariv side of the mizbeach, you can put this fireplace from where you would take the coals for the Ktoiras on Yom Kippur. And in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.